This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Audacy's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.
Executive Vice President and General Manager, and our friend Brandon Hutchinson joins us now live. I was going to say in studio, but instead we're in this beautiful Campers Inn RV.
This is a studio.
I imagine, Brandon, that you're going around like your hair is on fire today.
Man, thank you guys for having me this morning.
Yeah.
I appreciate it. Is y'all studio this nice? You got a fire
in here. I got a fireplace. I swear to you, and he can test it, I have not sat down since 5 o'clock this morning. So jacked up right now.
Have you ever done a radio interview in a side of a camper? I mean, this might be a
first for everything.
This might be my first, now that you bring it up. I don't know that I've ever sat in such fancy settings for a radio interview, but to answer your question, I got a great team here. So they've been working hard to get ready for the Ambetter Health 400 race weekend, and we're excited about it. We're glad that it's here. The weather's getting a lot nicer. It's no secret it's been cool in Atlanta these last few weeks, so
sure.
It's going to be a nice weekend.
Yeah, it looks like to me like the temperatures are going to go up by about 27 degrees just today before we get to the cars on track later today.
Yeah,
so.
Sunday it looks like it's going to be 60 right at it, which is beautiful weather.
Come on. I got to say
real quick, when I rolled up, my expectations were one thing. And these campers are more than I expected. But I expected to have a couple of little generators out there.
Yeah, like the little ones on the little wheels.
If you want to look out that window right there, there is a green industrial-sized generator that you use at a contractor site.
Just in case the lights go out on the Speedway tonight.
That's our partners from Sunbelt. But, yeah, Mike, if the lights go out on the Speedway, you're probably going to lose your generator.
I mean – So I don't know about that.
We're not on air at that point.
Yeah, no, I think we'll be good.
You
guys have done an incredible job. The track, when the cars changed years and years ago, NASCAR changed the racing, and some tracks struggled with the car tire concept. You guys went from two races, I went every year, to one, and now you have reconfigured this track. You've got the most exciting racing style in NASCAR. We race this on iRacing, and I know that it's a simulator, but
it's a lot of fun.
Brandon, you're so fast on that, and you get these runs, and it there's nowhere to go, and it is literally like short track racing at 185 miles an hour.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
I'm glad you said that. I sound like a bit of a homer when I say we have the most exciting racing in NASCAR. But, you're right. Since 2022, when we increased the banking from 24 to 28 degrees, we've had the most exciting racing in NASCAR. And, we're a 1.54-mile track, so we're an intermediate length. We race like a super speedway. But because we're a mile shorter than your typical Talladega or Daytona, we kind of race like a short track. So it's a perfect scenario for the fans. It's the most exciting racing on the circuit. But for the drivers, it's white-knuckle racing for 400 miles. And like you said, when you're in a sim trying to race it, it's a beast.
It is a beast. You said it's been reconfigured. I like to use the word reinvented because I don't think reconfigured actually does it. Just it's kind of you've reinvented and really created its own style here at Atlanta Motor Speedway to the benefit of the fans. To your point, Ambetter is obviously y'all's sponsor coming up on Sunday. Look, I don't have to name them all off, but I've been here with Quaker State on the label. I've been here with Quick Trip, the Folds of Honor, everything else. Talk about how that sponsorship with Ambetter kind of came about.
Well, you know, Ambetter's been a great partner with Speedway Motorsports for quite some time. They were at New Hampshire before they were at Atlanta Motor Speedway. And, you know, they came into this market, and really their mission is just to help people lead healthier lives. So they have a great affordable line of insurance. You know, Centene is the parent company. So Ambetter Health is all about just keeping people healthy. So check them out. They will they'll have an option, much like Atlanta Motor Speedway and the ticket packages we have for this weekend. You know, they just try to make sure they have a price point that's right for everybody.
There you go.
So I've been looking over the festivities this weekend. I want to touch on this.
Bo's ready for the peach party.
Today, well,
I am too.
Today we're going to get cars on track. We're going to have the trucks and the Xfinity cars qualify. There's going to be an appreciation party from Thor Camper and the Fan Zone. Then tomorrow we get two races. In fact, during our show tomorrow, we're going to have the Xfinity race going live, which is really cool.
Insane.
I've never done that.
It's like a bucket list item for me, honestly.
But then you have the Peach Pit party in the infield, which is what I'm looking forward to. So, you know, just touch on a couple of the events and maybe what's on El Presidente's list for this weekend.
Well, I was going to say, can we strap Bo into a bandolero tonight?
I'm in.
El Presidente may be breaking into this bear in Burton's, but
there we go.
I'll tell you, you know, it actually started last night. Fans had a chance to get their cars on the high banks of Atlanta Motor Speedway to benefit Speedway Children's Charities. As you said, it continues tonight with the Thor Camper Appreciation Party. We've got Legends and Bandolero Racing on the Thunder Ring quarter-mile track as well. It's all free for the fans. Free food, free drinks, free music, driver Q&As. You know, we have the 11th anniversary of the doubleheader. Kids are absolutely free on Saturday, so you can't beat that price. We're going to have 458 miles of racing on Saturday, absolutely free for the kids. We've got the party in the Peach Pit after that, Mechanical Bulls, Laser Light Shows, Firework Party. American Cornhole League is going to have a cornhole tournament benefiting Speedway Children's Charities.
Can we get in that?
I don't want to have to show anybody up out there.
Absolutely, you can. Go to SpeedwayChildrensCharities.org and sign up now. I think the slots are going to be going quick. But, you know, it's really for us all about the experience, all about the party. We want people who choose to come to Atlanta Motor Speedway to get as much bang for their buck as they're going to get anywhere in the city. So we hope people will come out and see us. It's going to be a big time. The Ambetter Health 400 race weekend is here. Hard to believe. Just a year ago, 0.07 of a second separated first from third.
I saw the FS1 special they had after the duels on FS1 last week about the finish for that, having all three drivers. Just an incredible. And look, I got to echo what you said. Bang for the buck. It's incredible. I know you got to go real quick before we let you out here. You're on a tight schedule today. You got a lot of stuff this weekend. Like, this is your Super Bowl of the year, right? Is there anything that you look forward to more than most? And I'm not even – like, don't even give me the mandatory, I got to go shake this guy's hand or show – like, what's the one thing where you're like, this is sick? I saw videos of you taking cookies to the first campers the other day. Hats off to you. I just think that with everything on your schedule, what's the peak this weekend for Brandon Hutchins?
Y'all are going to run me out of here. It's the people.
Yeah.
It truly is.
I can believe
that. The best part of my weekend is getting to talk to our fans, finding out a little bit about them, where they come from, what their story is, how long they've been coming here. You know, we get to create memories. You know, we're putting on live entertainment for fans that work hard for their money. They choose where to spend it. So if they choose to spend it here, I want to spend a little bit of time talking to them. So I really look forward to that. But the racing itself, the racing gets no better. If you haven't seen the racing at Atlanta Motor Speedway, you got to come check us out. Go to AtlantaMotorSpeedway.com. Find a price point that works for you and your family. But before I go, guys, I got to give a shout-out to all the workers that are out here this weekend.
It's a
big production putting these events on, from the security guards sitting at the tunnel to just everybody on track and just the level of detail that goes into making sure that this weekend comes off without a hitch. They're human, so we make mistakes. But
right.
We work real hard to try to get it right.
Well, look, man, I think I speak for both of us. We appreciate everything, and it's been nice to be out here, man, and hanging out with you guys. And you're right. I talked to the guy working the tunnel on the way in last night. Had a nice Falcons beanie on. I gave him a rise up. Told him appreciate it. He let me on in. Look, I promised your guys I've had you here at 8:10, so I'm 2 minutes overboard. But thanks for hanging out with us, man. It's a fun weekend, and obviously appreciate you having us on board. And look, if you guys haven't, go to AtlantaMotorSpeedway.com and get your tickets, man, because it's going to be an action-packed weekend. So
I appreciate both of you guys giving me a few minutes to talk to your listeners.
And
it's going to be a big time. Hopefully they come out and see us. The weather's going to be phenomenal. So make your plans to be at Atlanta Motor Speedway this weekend.
All right, man. Appreciate you. Thanks for hanging out with us. And you get out of here and go on to your next thing. we'll try to continue on, man.
You can stick around and have a couple of, you know,
things like that.
Don't tempt me with a good time.
That line sounds familiar.
Oh, man. Thanks again. That's Brandon Hutchinson, obviously general manager here at Atlanta Motor Speedway, getting ready for an action-packed weekend, man. So, look, it's been an absolute pleasure to be out here so far, Squid Billy and myself. We got the caffeine rolling. Hopefully you do too, and staying warm out there. And like we just talked to him, the temperatures are going to go up 25, 28 degrees just today. And then it looks like, 58, 60 degrees on Sunday. Come out and have a good time here at Atlanta Motor Speedway, watch some nice NASCAR racing. It's week two of the NASCAR season. I wanted to get that insight from Brandon because, and obviously, man, he's a guy who's very busy. He is. I don't really know how to explain his role in terms of this track and kind of compare it to other sports, because it's hard to look at venues, Bo, that only have one sporting event per year or two sporting events per year. But the people who run this event. Like, this is,
well,
Super Bowl, man.
And I think that's the thing. I got two things. One, I'm a little distracted right now. I'll tell you why in just a second. But the second thing is, I think that's what is important to know, that there is events constantly at Atlanta Motor Speedway. They have 5Ks, 10Ks kind of stuff. They have racing all the time at this place. I've seen Supercross here.
Monster trucks.
There's all kinds of events that they have here, and these guys are in charge of all of it. This is just their, this is – The biggest thing they do every year is when the big guys come, the Cup cars and NASCAR, and I've seen so many races here. I can tell you absolutely they do it right. Brandon's predecessor, Ed Clark, who used to run this track for years. I've been out there, and he does something just like Brandon does. He used to go out and be around the fans, and that's cool to see. They're us. They're one of us. I told you I was distracted. I saw a dude near our generator.
Okay.
And as you know, we have a generator that could literally run a construction site.
You need a trailer for it. It is a trailer. I'm sorry. You have to have a hitch to pull that.
I thought I was about to go out there and throw hands because, I mean, don't be touching my generator, man.
Throw the whopper.
Let me tell you something. That generator, I'm very selfish when it comes to my stuff, and don't touch my stuff.
Yeah, and look, man, I know we got to get to break in just a second. I'm still a little bit, Dylan, I still have a bone to pick with you, the whole 30 beers thing. I thought we knew each other, man. I really thought we were on
my
better
bad.
Terms.
I didn't want to, like, over – I didn't want to, you know
– Over the weekend?
That's like, what he said. 30 beers between two of you over the weekend.
Like
I feel so disrespectful. So he's coming out with 4 beers a day?
That's the average?
It felt like a little bit of a lowball. I'm sorry, but I didn't know it was that much of a lowball. Like I said, I won't test you guys as gangster again. That's on me. I'll take that one.
I brought about $300 myself worth of beer. Sure. And I got to shout out my guy Chaz at New Realm, who hooked me up. The amount of beer I brought from New Realm is you
waiting down the shocks in the back of your truck.
I just said it's over $300. Yeah. I mean, dude, I'm telling you, it.
Okay, so real quick, can I ask you a proper, like, what would have been the proper number? Just like real quick, would have been the right number? What's the right ballpark?
If you would have came at me and said over under, you'll have 60 beers this weekend, I'd have said probably over, but yeah, you're right at it.
Okay,
and I'm not, Mike's 6'6", 290. I'm 5'8½, 165. Maybe a little bit more than that right now. He's going to drink more than me, but still, I mean, 30 beers, I mean, I'm
– You're still going to get after
it. I'm not listening to Mom, but I'm probably going to have that many myself in a couple nights.